Your busy day got you stressed out? Sit back, relax, and get ready for a smooth ride with DJ Diesel.
Good afternoon. It's currently 5:08. I'm your host, DJ Diesel, better known as Navy Petty Officer Cram Van Diesel. Don't forget to go over to our Facebook or Instagram page to answer the question of the day, which is, what is a holiday tradition you and your family celebrate? I'm really looking forward to hearing your guys' answers. Coming up next, a rock and roll legend answers a call. Get ready to relieve the voice of moves of a legend that still reigns supreme. Stay tuned to find out which rock and roll legend I'm talking about. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, station serving America's best. Interested in a career at AFN? If you're in the military, contact your in-service recruiter. U.S. civilian job positions and defense MEA activity and the AmeriForces Forces Network are posted on usajobs.gov.
I won't lie to you.
Take a journey throughout time and space, visiting each decade.
Then I saw her face. Oh, what a night.
Staying alive, staying alive.
Bringing you This Day in Music.
On this day in 1957, the U.S. Army served Elvis Presley his draft notice. At the time, the King of Rock and Roll was celebrating Christmas at his newly purchased Memphis mansion, Graceland. He served the United States Army from 1958 to 1960. After being drafted to serve in the military as an active duty soldier for 2 years. Before entering the Army, Presley had caused national outrage with rock and roll music. Many parents and religious leaders and teacher groups welcomed his draft into the military. Despite being offered his chance to enlist in special services, to entertain the troops, and perform in private housing and live in great conditions, Presley was persuaded by his manager to serve as a regular soldier. This earned him the respect of many of his fellow service members and soldiers, and people back in the United States who previously viewed him negatively. If you didn't know, Elvis Presley was an American singer and actor, known as the King of Rock and Roll. He's regarded as one of the most significant culture figures of the 20th century. Presley is one of the best-selling artists of all time, with sales estimated ranging from 500 million records to over a billion worldwide. He is commercially successful in many genres, including pop, country, rockabilly, rhyme and blues, adult commentary, gospel. He has won 3 Grammy Awards, received the Grammy Award Lifetime Achievement at the age of 36, and has been inducted into multiple Music Hall of Fames. If you're a fan of Elvis Presley, you can hear his songs on the AFN Go app. Make sure to download the app and listen to with your favorite DJs wherever you go. It's a great place to entertain.
One night with you.
The business of saving lives begins with you. Keep it right here to find out how your next critical move could be the difference between life or death.
I hear the clock at 6 a.m.
Not all heroes wear capes, but that's where you come in. If you're wondering what it takes to save a life, here's your chance to gain real-world experience and help to save a life. Learn how to respond to cardiac and breathing emergencies in adults, children, and infants, including the use of an automated external defibrillator. During your first aid, you'll learn how to respond to common first aid emergencies, including burns, cuts, heads, neck, and back injuries. To be part of this course, you must complete the online prerequisites 24 hours prior to the classroom session. The session takes place Friday, January 24th. Take the necessary steps to order to save the life of another. The American Red Cross makes it possible for you to step in and save a life. For more information, or if you'd like to register, please email sigonella@redcross.org. Stay tuned because I have your weather and exchange rate coming up next.
Bottom of the hour, and here's what's happening with the Sigonella weather.
It's currently 5:30 and 60 degrees outside this afternoon. Tonight you can expect to reach temperatures as low as 49 degrees. Tomorrow expect a partially sunny day with a high of 64 and low of 51. Over to exchange rate, brought to you courtesy of Community Bank. One U.S. dollar will get you 91 cents euro, and 1 euro will get you $1.10.
And now for your radio news update, I'm Navy Petty Officer Richard Anglin. 'Tis the season for self-care. During this time of year, people find themselves taking on the burden that comes with the holiday season. Petty Officer Brittany Johnson introduces a different perspective, one which keeps your mental health at the center of every occasion.
From gift-giving to family gatherings, the holiday season is officially underway. Now, more than ever, we must take into account the spirit of the season and how it can affect our mental health. Credo facilitator Richard Graves addresses the social expectations of the season.
For some people, the holidays can be depressing due to feelings of loss, sadness, and loneliness. Anger can sometimes intensify when contrasted with the expectation of the holidays. Every year, decide what feels most appropriate to you, given the time and the energy that you have available. Time with family, time alone, casual parties, elaborate dinners. That way, each year's celebration is an expression of your true holiday spirit, not simply, it's an obligation and something I got to get through.
HM2 Catherine Herrick, a behavioral health technician, shifts the focus from the burden of social expectations to the benefit of self-care.
While you probably want to make the best of the holiday season celebrating through togetherness, making sure to allocate time for yourself is imperative. Schedule some time to relax and practice self-care. Self-care can be small things like a relaxing bath, practicing an activity or a hobby you enjoy, taking a nap, experiencing something new, or even getting yourself a present.
Herrick also stated the best way to reduce holiday stress is to maintain your habits as close to normal as possible in order to restore your inner calm. From Sigonella, Sicily, I'm Navy Petty Officer Brittany Johnson.
And that's your radio news update from AFN Sigonella. I'm Navy Petty Officer Richard Anglin.
Beats, hits, chart toppers, call them what you like, we'll play them all anyway. AFN Sigonella. Serving you, America's best.
I'm alone this December.
Coming up, we're unwrapping the sweet story behind a hard treat. Stick around, you won't want to miss the story.
Talking in my sleep at night.
Every day gives us a reason to celebrate, each with their very own history and significance. Join us as we highlight this National Day.
Growing up, every kid loves candy. My personal favorite was Airhead Extremes and Root Beer Candy. I always loved Warheads and Jolly Ranchers too. With it being National Hard Candy Day, I was surprised to find out the history of hard candy, and it stretches back centuries. The origins of hard candy can be traced to ancient civilizations, early confections, boiled sugars, and honey to create primitive forms of candy. Ancient Egyptians, Greeks, and Romans all made early versions of hard candy, often incorporating nuts, fruits, and spices. In the Middle Ages, hard candy became more refined with advent of sugar production techniques in the Middle East. Sugar was an expensive and rare commodity, so candies were often enjoyed by the wealthy. With the expansion of trade routes, sugar became more accessible, and hard candies began to spread across Europe. By the 17th and 18th century, hard candies became more popular in Europe and North America. Apothecaries began to reproduce medicine lozenges to soothe throats and other ailments, blending medicinal herbs with sugar. These early lozenges laid the groundwork for hard candies we know today. The 19th century saw a significant shift in candy production with the Industrial Revolution. The development of machinery and mass production techniques made hard candies more affordable and widely available. Iconic hard candies such as peppermints, lemon drops, and butterscotch emerged during this period. In the early 20th century, candy companies began to innovate with new flavors and packaging, making hard candies a staple in households and a favorite treat for kids and adults. If you're looking for the perfect place to indulge your sweet tooth, stop by the commissary and enjoy some seasonal candy selection that can't be beat. Avoid missing the end of the game while recording with your AFN 75 HD decoder. Simply record the scheduled game and follow the game or event. For more helpful information, go to myfn.net.
Everybody sees this you.
It's currently 5:56 and it's time for shoutouts from our question of the day, which is, what is one holiday tradition you and your family used to celebrate? Maria said at midnight on Christmas Eve, they always used to open one gift, and of course they would watch the Christmas classics leading up to the day. And I have to agree, I shared a similar tradition. I completely forgot about it. Me and my siblings would also get to open one gift on Christmas Eve, and me and my siblings were always trying to pick the biggest one to make sure. But it didn't always work out the way sometimes our parents would trick us. Appreciate the answer. Stay tuned, because up next, your news and sports, followed by some more of the Afternoon Alibi. Listening to 105.9 AFN Signal, station serving America's best.
I got broads in Atlanta,